Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
When I wrote, you know, I had four things in mind. One, I wanted women to know that peace is not the absence of trouble, it's the presence of Christ. Two, I wanted them to know how you can forgive in a world that's not fair, because fair does not live here, but Jesus does. Three is that your history does not dictate your destiny. And number four, which is really this arch over everything, is that God is for you. So many people think God's disappointed in me, or he's embarrassed about me, or he's fed up with me. God is not. God is for you.
Let me back up a little bit to what you just said about how we can forgive when the world is not fair. It seems like not forgiving would be holding us back so much more than if we worked through what it would take to forgive. Are you finding that that is true with everyone that you've come in contact with as well?
I am, but it's something that is just, it's a huge issue. I mean, I honestly believe in many ways, the body of Christ in this nation is crippled because of our lack of understanding of what forgiveness really is. Mm. You know, I saw it really, my son Christian, who's just gone off to Texas A&M, when he was a little boy, I remember picking him up at school one day, and I can always tell, I can read him like a book. He wears his emotions very clearly. And I could tell he had a terrible day. And so he got in the back of the car, and we went to a place that was kind of like a healing spa for him. We went to the ice cream parlor. Mm. And after he had had some ice cream, you know, he said to me, Mom, do you want to know what happened to me today? And I said, of course I do. And he told me about his best friend having done something, you know, and but blaming Christian for it. And so Christian got in trouble with the teacher. And he'd said to his friend, you have to tell her that it wasn't me. And his friend said, I'm not going to tell her. So Christian said to me, I'm just finished with him, Mom. He is off my prayer list. And so that night, after we'd had dinner, and just before we went to bed, I asked Christian if he would go and get this huge bag of flour that I had purchased in Costco not so long before. And I said, you and I are going off on an adventure. And so he picked up this gigantic bag of flour, and we lived on a golf course at that point, and we set off. And after we'd walked for quite a while, he said, Mom, it's just too heavy. And I'm like, no, we're going to need it. Don't drop it. And eventually, he came to the place where he said, I can't do this anymore, Mom. And he plopped down on the grass. And I said, and Christian, that's what it looks like when you don't forgive. Your friend's probably been asleep for 20 minutes. You're the one that's out here carrying the load. And I said to him, I know that what happened was not fair, but you need to remember fair doesn't live here, but Jesus does. And forgiveness, it's not something God wants to make us do. Forgiveness is God's gift to us to live in a world that's not fair. We get to take that bag of flour and drop it at the foot of the cross so that we can be free.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.